Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Leilu Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos daf mem vov. The Gemara starts off on my biyichnen hakulmudim shem huzke kuzel oze shem akvin ze ze. Explains the Gemara veize uzika shalehem shchita. This is a halacha that even though we have a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Nanos in the Mishnah, if we can have the havoy and akrova of shtei alechem by themselves or the kvosim by themselves, al koponim in a case where there was a shchita, the shchita is oisa zika, and now everyone agrees that the only hakrova we can have is only of the shtei alechem and these kivtzei atzeres together, and any one of them which is going to be missing is going to be ma'akev according to all the mandamim, explains Rashi, that since we were together, then the din is going to be that ovad alechem is ovdu kvasim, and so too if it's going to be ovdu kvasim, it's going to be ovad alechem. Kipshutoi, pashtis, even after this halacha of zike, which the Gemara says, that shchita is oise zike, and now we have to have a krova of these two together, and if one of them is missing, we cannot bring the other one. Al koponim, with these lechem, which are nizkak, which are now connected to the kvasim, we can still go and bring a different lechem, according to Shitas Reb Akiva, that we can have a krova of lechem by themselves, so too according to Benanos, that we can have kvosim, then enechanami, these kvosim, which we shechted, are now connected to the lechem, and if the lechem is going to be missing, we cannot continue on with a krovas hakvosim, but we can bring different kvosim by themselves, and memela, this is going to be a din of kvosim bifnei atzmon, according to Benanos, so too we can bring different lechem by themselves, according to Reb Akiva. The only din of zika is only that these which had a akrova and had a zika are now connected to each other, and it's not possible to have a akrova by themselves, either the lechem or the kvasim. The Sfasemes suggests that maybe the din of zika is now mechayev, that now the akrova has to be done, shchita is oise zika, which is now mechayev, that the akrova needs the kvosim together with the lechem, and we'll not be able to have any other akrova of kvosim by themselves, and lechem by themselves, even different kvosim, even different lechem, but the meisa, this is a mechudish to gedeya, and kipshutai, Svasemis himself, is moira, pashtus the aloche, is only legaba these kvosim, and these lechem, but there's still a din of a lechem by themselves, if we're being different lechem, or kvosim by themselves, according to Benanos. Rashi over here explains, that the Ikki Yisoid of Zika, which is Neschadish in Ebyechnen, and this is the Sugi of Yeo, which is going to be discussing in the next few daf, the Mechudish Dig idea that this Shchito is a Zika, explains Rashi, the Halacha, the reason why, if there's a Zika, if Ovad Alechem, or Ovdu Kvosim, the other one also, has to go Lebeis HaSreifa, we have to burn it, and it becomes possible, says Rashi, because Nidche, Be'ibud Chaveri, since one of them got lost, then it has a chalep dichui, it gets pushed away, and it's chalep psul over here, enough that it should be yetzel beis hasreifa, which is mashma, we could burn them even straight away, it's a psul begufoi, and it's chale din, because one of them got lost, the din zike causes that the din of the second one becomes possul, and it's nidche beibut chaveri. It says in Mikdash Tovid in Simchov Tes, Oisei, that lechere, the Lashon of Rashi who says, that ho'echod is nidche beibut chaveri, since one of them got lost, this causes that the other one also has chale psul. Says the Mikdash Tovid is mashma, that this halach of zika is only causing a halach of a psul if one of them was nevad. If one of them got lost, then the second one also becomes psul. What will be the halach if the keves, the kvasim are still over here, they didn't get lost, they didn't become psul? The halach was only that if, the Gemara says later on, in Daf Samech Dalet Omed Aleph, that if we bring kvosim, and later on, we find better kvosim, motzo shmei no mimenu. We find better kvosim, then the halacha is that we go and change over, and we bring different kvosim, normally by all the korbanos. The halacha is that whenever you're gonna find better kvosim, bigger kvosim, which are more choshe for the mizbeach, then we'll change over, and we'll go over to those kvosim. Says the Mikdash Tovid, is mashman Rashi, that in a case where the kvosim bemes didn't get lost, but we found Noem Imenu, we found better Kvosim, where the Halach is normally, we should go now take these Kvosim. Says the Mikdash David, in this case, Rashi will also be Moida, and even according to Rabbi Yechanan, Ashchito is Zika, we still allowed to go and change the Kvosim, even though there's already a Zika Chal, between the first kvasim and the lechem, but we're allowed to now go and change over and bring the other kvasim, since the other kvasim are nicer and better, that keli v'anveu to go and bring the second kvasim, and in this case, there's no psul of zika to the lechem, because the connection is still, now can become a shchito is a zika from the second kvasim, and the first kvasim, even though there's already a zika, but there's no psul being chal on the lechem, since they didn't get lost. The whole din zika, which is chal psul, is only if it's nidche be'ibud chaveyuri. Only if the first kvasim got lost, but over here, since the kvasim are not lost, we're just changing the kvasim to different ones, to better ones, then be'emes has no psul of zika. A chidush says the mikdash tovid, and he's mesupik la'alocha le'maisa. If this is be'emes, we could take this out from the loshon of Rashi, that the din of zika is only in the case of a ibud, only if it got lost, but otherwise we have a efshorus. We still sometimes have a possibility to change over the kvasim, and we could bring different kvasim. A similar idea we find later on also in the Keren Oyer in Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. He says that in a case where we're going to be shechting the kvasim sheloi lishmon, that the halacha is that the kvasim are kosher, they're not oyle for the chiva of kivsei atzeres, but they have a krova b'turis and a dova, and they're going to be kosher. In this case, says the Keren Oyer, one can say that this is not called Ovdu Kvasim, because Enechanami, the Kvasim over here, are not kosher anymore for Kivsei Atzeres, but they're still kosher la'akrova, they still have a kashrus, it didn't become possible, and therefore this is not an Ovad. The din of Ovdu Kvasim, Ovad Alechem, because of the din of Zika, is only if they're Ovad Kvasim, but over here they're not lost, because they have a kosher la'akrova, al-koponi b'tiras nedova, and therefore this is not called Ovad Kvasim. And the Keren Oyer explains, this is the halacha which we find in the Tosefta, that if the Zrikas Hadam of the Kvasim was later on done Shaloi Lishmon, we can still continue on with the Lechem with different Kvasim. Now normally, L'chayyeh, there should be Chal Psul of Zika, Ovad Alechem, Ovdu Kvasim, and Ovdu Kvasim is Ovad Alechem. L'chayyeh, there should be Ovdu Kvasim, because the Kvasim are now are not kosher for Chiva of Shalmi Atzeres, of Kivsei Atzeres. Says the Keren Oyer, it seems from the Tosefta that since the Kvasim are still kosher, and Chanami, they're not Kivsei Atzeres, but they're kosher b'teris nedova, this is not enough to call Ovdu Kvasim, and the Meida Lechem is still kosher to be brought with different Kvasim. This is a Chidush, and the Keren Oyer himself points out that the Chiyur we'll see later on in Shittas HaTosfos, so too the Shittim Mekubetzes many times in the next few daf, is Mefurish, that any time we're going to have a zrika of Shaloi Lishmo, this is going to be a din of Ovdu Kvasim, and the Lechem is going to become possible because Shchita is a zrika. And says the Keren Oyer, it's a chidush to say that the din of zrika Shaloi Lishmo is not enough to make Ovdu Kvasim. But Al Koponim, this is the same idea which we see over here in the Loshon of Rashi, that Nitche Be'ibud Chaveri, and the Mikdash Tovi says a chidush even in a case where it wasn't Nevad, if it didn't get lost, there's also no Psul Zika. The Mikdash Tovid, with this Yisoid, he explains, we have a big Arichas in our Tosfos, Memvov Amud Aleph, the Mamaschil Ezohi. Tosfos Be'ikah is discussing the Machlokes later on in Daf Mem Zayin, the Machlokes between Rebbe and the Blazer Be'eb Shimon, when is the Kedushas Haguf being Chal on the Lechem, and this Mitzvah Shem will discuss Barichas in Daf Mem Zayin. By the end of Tosfos, Tosfos brings down from a Rashi in Ayin Beis Amud Beis, that is Mashma and Rashi, that even after the Shechita, one still has the possibility of changing the Lechem to be brought with different Kvasim, and asks Tosfos, this is Neged our Gemara, that the Klal is Shechita is Hezika, how could we change the Lechem with different Kvasim? Says the Mikdash Tovi, that if we're going to say this Chidush in Rashi, that the din of Zika, which causes a Psul, is only in a case where the Kvasim got lost, this was Nevad, then it becomes Nidche Be'ibud Chaveri, Masha'inkin, if we just change the Kvasim because we found better ones, there's no Psul of Zika, then Mamela we can explain that Rashi later on is discussing a case where we found different Kvasim, and therefore there's no Psul of Zika being Chal. Over there, Be'emes Rashi is discussing a case of Shaloi Lishmo, which according to the Keren Oyer also, there's no Din of Zika, since it's not called Ovdu Kvasim, Ovad Alechem, and Mitzvah Shem Daf Mem Zayin will discuss Barichas, Yisoid of the Biskerov, in Zika, in a case where the Din was Shechtid, or Nizrak Domon, Shaloi Lishmon. So Al Koponim, we have over here the Shittah of Rebbe Yochanan, who says that Shchita is Oise Zika, and Rashi explains that Nidche Be'ibud Chavir, and now we have a discussion in Achrinim, what exactly has to happen to the Kvasim, in order that there should be Chal Psul in the Lechem. Is this any time the kvosim are not going to be kosher la'akrova, even a shchita of shaloi lishmon, which is mashma later on in Toisves and Shittim Kubetzes? The Kainuira suggests that in a case where it was a zrika shaloi lishmon, this is not called the avdu kvosim, since the kvosim are still kosher, betoyu as shalmi nedove, and the Mikdash Tov says a big chidush, that any time the kvosim are still here, but just for some reason we're bringing different kvosim, there's no psul zika on the lechem, and the lechem can be changed and now be brought with a new kvosim. Moving on to the next halacha of the Gemara says, "Boy b'mayrove, tnufa is a zika, or eino is a zika. Is there already a zika being chal by the tnufa which we do the lechem together with the kvosim?" Says the Gemara, "L'chayu Rabbi Raifa b'Yichanon." From the fact that B'Yichanon says shchita is a zika, michlal the tnufa, which tnufa is before the shchita, eino is a zika, because otherwise the tnufa already made the zika. Says the Gemara, "The B'Yichanon gufa komi boilei." There's a Sophic Gufa. What did Rabbi Yechonah mean that he said only Shchita is a Zika? Does he mean to say that only Shchita and the Tnufa is Eino is a Zika? Or Rabbi Yechonah's Gufa Mesupik? The Rabbi Yechonah says that Shchita is definitely Ois a Zika. But it could be that Tnufa already is Ois a Zika, Tnufa Mesapkele. And the Gemara obliged by Teiku if Tnufa is a Zika. La Locha, the Rambam Paskin's La Locha, that Tnufa is Ois a Zika. And the Ravid is Masik, that Bemis is only a Sophic in our Gemara. That whether Tnufa is Ois Hazika, this is Machlikas Ramam Ravid La'alocha, if Tnufa is Hazika, or only a Sophic. Now the Kainoira asks, have you said this in a cash over here? That L'chayra, how could we say that Rabbi Yochanan, even though he mentions and he says the din of Shchita is Hazika, but he's still Mesupik, he's not sure Efshe Tnufa is already Ois Hazika. L'chayra, says the Kainoira, since the Tnufa is being done before the Shchita, if Rabbi Yochanan has a tzad that the tnufa already is ois hazika, then memela the shchita later on to have a halacha of shchita ois hazika is superfluous. It's totally non-igea because we already have a zika from the tnufa. Memela l'chayra it's muchach, like the Gemara Tainas from the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan mentions shchita. It has to be that Rabbi Yochanan is taking on that the din of tnufa is in ois hazika. Because if Tnufa is ready Ois Hazika, there's no necessity at all to tell us the halacha of Shchita Ois Hazika, since already the Zika is being chal by the Tnufa. So l'chayra, what's this pshat in the Gemara that it could be Rabbi Yochanan's Mesupik? If there's any tzad that the Tnufa is Ois Hazika, then why does Rabbi Yochanan have to talk about the Shchita, which is only later on? L'chayra, the Zika already is being chal by the Tnufa. This is how the Kainuria asks a kasha on our Gemara. Says the Kainuria that Tosfos later on, in Memzayin Amad Aleph, Diva Maschil Sheyehei is Mavur, that even though Lechatchila, it's a Mufusha Pasuk in the Torah, we have to do the Tnufa of the Kivsei Atzeres together with the Shtei Alechem, but says the Kainur that Tosfos is Mavur, that this din is only Lechatchila, but if you didn't do a Tnufa, it's not Ma'akev, but the Eved is not Ma'akev, and Mestam and the Mekoy of Tosfos is from the Gemara and the Mishnah early on, in Daf Yud Ches Amad Aleph, it says over there, Im Loi Heinif Kosher. So says the Kainuria, even though the Sfasemis also points this out later on in Daf Mem Zayin, even though Rashi in Daf Yud Chesamed Aleph explains that the din of Lo Yehenif is kosher, is referring to the Minchas Knois, the Mincha of the Soiter, so to the Minchas Oimer, but it seems that Tosfos understands this din also on the Mincha of the Shtei Alechem. This is also a locha of Lo Yehenif kosher. That by the Eved, if you didn't do a Tanufa, it's kosher. Memela says the Kainuria, according to Shittas HaTosfos, that the din Tnufa is not Ma'akev, one can say that the reason why Rabbi Yochanan tells us, and in the Mechadish, the din of Shchita is Hazika, even if Rabbi Yochanan holds that Tnufa is Hazika, but it's still Negea and it's relevant to teach us this halacha, that the Shchita is Hazika, in a case where he b'emes, he didn't do a Tnufa, and he ran straight ahead, and he shechted the Kvasim without doing a Tnufa Michaim. And in this case, says the Kainuria, Tosfos Mavur later on, that the Tnufa is not Ma'akev, Komash Malon Rabbi Yochanan, that Al Koponim is a Zika being Chal mitzad Shchita. Mamela is Nugea for the din of Rabbi Yochanan, that Shchita is a Zika, even if he holds that Tnufa is a Zika, in a case where he didn't do the Tnufa. Now, this is only according to Tosfos, that the Tnufa is not Ma'akev. If we're going to say, like the Sfasemis says from the Pashtus Loshon Rashi, that the din of Lo Yehenif Kosher is only on the Minchas Knois and the Minchas Ha'oimah, Then shtei alechem says the svasemeh says ma'akev if he didn't do the tnufa. The pasuk says ve'hini fakoyin oisom in pashas emor we have a din of a ma'aseh tnufa and this is could be its ma'akev. Then we have to understand l'chira what is negeya the din of shchito is zika if there's already a zika being chal by the tnufa and if he didn't do tnufa then it's ma'akev anyway the korban is going to be pasul. Says a kain oir a different teretz that one can say. Even if he did do a tnufa, but the halacha lechatchila is that the ma'aseh tnufa has to be done, the shtei alechem, together with the kivsei atzeres. There's one ma'aseh tnufa, like the Gemara later on, in Daf Samech Beis Amad Aleph explains that the tnufa Michaim was done in the tnufa, was the shtei alechem was next to the shtei kvosim, and he lifted them up together. Says the Karenir that the Rambam's mavura in Tmidim u'Musafim Peik Ches halacha Yud Aleph, that even though lechatchila we have to lift the kvosim together with the lechem, but b'di'eved he nivzeh b'fnei atzmoi, v'zeh b'fnei atzmoi. He did a tenufa of the kvosim, and later on he did a tenufa of the shtei alechem, not together with the kvosim. He's also been yotze the tenufa b'di'eved. Mameila says a kainoy achidush. It could be that even though the Gemara of here says that tenufa is oise zika, this is only if the tenufa was b'emes done together, the shtei alechem together with the kivsei atzeres. Kedin lechatchila, but b'di'eved, if he lifted up separately, then this case could be, says the Karenoi, there's no zika. The zika is only if they were lifted together. Mamela, we can have a yichatimtza case where the tnufa has been iskayim in the korban, and so too in the shtei alechem, but there's no zika minchal since they were lifted up separately. Mamela, in this case, we need to have the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, that even though normally tnufa is a zika, over here shchita is a zika, and even if tnufa is ma'akev, but over here he was mekayim the mitzvah's tnufa, but he did the tnufa in a way that the tnufa was eino is a zika, and mamela, we still have the chiddush that shchita is oise zika. This is a, we'll see later on, at the end of the Amud, more on this point, if the din zika by the tnufa is only if they're lifted together. Lemaisa, the Ike Kasha that the Kainuri asks, that if Tenufa is Oise Zika, then it's not Nigeya at all to teach us the Aloche that Shchita Oise Zika, because always we have already the Zika by the Tenufa. But Emes, this is not so simple, and this will depend on the Machlekes Yishenim, a big Machlekes, Bichlal going on in these few daf, in the Maisa Tenufa, which we do with the Shtei Alechem, because Enechanami, the Pashtus is, that the tnufa of the shtei alechem was already done michayim, together, the kvosim, together with the shtei alechem. This is shitas Rashi in many places. Rashi explains the psukim in Pashas Emor, v'heini fakoyin oisom, alechem abikuyim tnufa, that there was a tnufa michayim. The Mishnah later on in Menoches, Samech Aleph Amud Aleph says, that besides the tnufa michayim, there was also a tnufa shchutin, after the shchita, there has to be a tnufa, according to the Rabbanon of the Chotze V'Shoik, like every Shlomim. And this is the two tnufas which we find by the Kivsei Atzeres. The Gemara later on is Mavur and Memzayin Amid Beis, that the tnufas Shchutin, which we do on the Chotze V'Shoik of the Kivsei Atzeres, are also done together with the Shtei Alechem. The Gemara is Mavur that even after the Shchita, there's another tnufa together with the Shtei Alechem, with the Chozer V'Shoik of the Kivsei Atzeres. Mameila says that Shittas Rashi is Mavur in the Sugyas, that there's two Tenufas being done in the Korbonos of the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem. There's one Maise Tenufa Mechaim, when the Kvosim are still alive, before the Shchita, you lift up the Kvosim together with the Lechem, and there's another Din Tenufa later on, after Shchita, according to the Rabbonon on the Chozer V'Shoik, of the Kivsei Atzeres, and that is also done together with the Shtei Alechem. This is Shittas Rashi, in how he learns many places in Menoches, that there's two tenufas going on between the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem, Bein Michayim and Bein Shchutim. But the Rambam in Peik Ches, Tmidim Musafim, Aloch Yud Aleph, he only mentions the din tenufa of the Kvosim together with the Lechem, only by tenufas Shchutim. He says that after Shchita, we have to lift up the Kvosim, and he passed the Rabbonon, the Chozer V'Shoik, and says the Rambam, that this Tnufa has to be done together with the Lechem. Says the Lechem Mishnah, L'chayra, the mashmos of our Rambam is, that the Din Tnufa which we find together with the Lechem, is only after Shchita, even though the Mishnah later on says, in Daf Samech Aleph, that there's two tnufas of the Kivsei Atzeres. We have to lift up the Kivsei Atzeres Michayim, when they're still alive, and also La'acha Shchita. But the Rambam learns that the tnufa, which is done together with the Lechem, is only on the tnufa Shchutin, but the tnufa Michayim is only done on the Kvosim by himself, and there's no tnufa Michayim together with the Lechem. This is the pashtus of the reading of the Rambam, says the Lechem Mishnah, that the din tnufa, which we find in Pashas Emori, Vehini Fakoyen Oysom, we have to lift up the Kvosim Michayim, which is a new idea, a new mechudishtige tnufa of the parasha of Kivsei Atzeres in Parshas Emor. This is only the kvosim by himself. The tnufa shchutin later on, after the shchita, this is the tnufa which is being done together with the lechem. Asks the Lechem Mishnah, it's very hard to understand, to say that the posuk in Parshas Emor, which says Veheini Fakoyin Oysom, is referring to tnufa mechayim, and to say that that tnufa was only on the kvosim, not with the lechem. L'chir, the pasuk over there says mefurish al lechem abikurim tnufa. It's mashmal clearly that the tnufa michayim has to also be a tnufa together with the lechem, like we said from Shitas Rashi. And the Lechem Mishnah is mitzadeid. He says that mistoma the Rambam's loshen is lav davka, and we have to have be'emes the tnufa together with the lechem, even on the tnufa michayim, like Shitas Rashi. But the Biskerov in his sefer Chedushim Morim Yizalevi in the Chastubim Mamusofim Perik Ches is very marich to explain the shita to Rambam. That be'emes, the Rambam's shita is like it says in the Loshon of the Rambam, that the tnufa which is done together with the lechem is only the tnufa shchutin, but the tnufa michayim is only on the kvosim. And explains the Biskerov by Riches, that the Rambam's shita is that the tnufa shchutin, which is done on the Kivsei Atzeres, is not a poshita tnufa like the tnufa of every chos v'shoik, of every shlomim, which is not a halacha mitzad the parashas emor, but a halacha mitzad the normal din of the tnufas chos v'shoik. The Rambam's shita is that this tnufas shchutin is also a mechudishtiga tnufa of Kivsei Atzeres and is included in the pasuk of the heinif hakoyen oisom in parashas emor mitzad the halacha of Kivsei Atzeres, that they need to have a tnufa le'acha shchita. Memela, the Rambam learns that the pasuk says in Parshas Emor, that there's a tnufa together with the kvosim, ve'heinif ha'koyin oisom alechem abikurim, is only referring to the kvosim when it's achash chita, then they have to have a tnufa together with the lechem. Because the ve'heinif in the Parshas Emor is also referring to the tnufa shchutin, this is also a shalmitzibo diga tnufa, and this is the tnufa which has to be done later on together with the lechem. But the tnufa, which is done michayim, this is be'emes only done on the kvosim by itself, and not on the lechem. This is how the Biskerov explains, shitas a Rambam, that he takes a Rambam literally, like the Lechem Mishnah says, l'chiriyah from the Loshon of the Rambam is mavur, that even though there's two tnufois in the sugya of shtei alechem and kivsei atzeres, the two are be'emes only on the kvosim. The kvosim have two tnufois, they have a musik, they have an idea to go and lift them up, Michayim, and also to lift them up, but the lechem is no purpose in lifting them up twice, and therefore the lechem is lifted up with the tnufas shchutin, and not with the tnufas chayim. Says Biskerov, if so, we have to understand our sugya. The Gemara over here says that the din of tnufa is zika. L'chaya, if we're saying that the tnufa which is done michayim is bichlal not done together with the lechem, then l'chiriyah, how can the Gemara say over here, tnufa oisa zika? Why does this make a zika together with the lechem, if the tnufa mechayim, which is before the shchita, is not being done bichlal, together with the lechem? Explains the Biskerov, the enechanami. One can say that normally, the tnufa mechayim is done on the kvosim by itself, and it's eino oisa zika. Later on he does a shchita, then shchita is oisa zika. But the Gemara over here is discussing a case where they, the Kohanim, decided to do the tnufa together with the Shtei Alechem, already Michayim. Even though the Rambam says that the tnufa is done shchutim, but says the Biskerov is not dafka to do the tnufa shchutim. If the Kohanim want, they can already do the tnufa Michayim together with the Shtei Alechem. The Iker idea and the Chiyuv is that one of the two tnufas have to be done with the Shtei Alechem. So even though the Rambam says that the one which was done together with the lechem is the tnufas shchutin, but it could also be done by the tnufas chayim. And memela, in a case where the tnufa was done mechayim together with the lechem, then the Gemara discusses if the tnufa already is oitza zike. But if the tnufa was only done later on with the lechem together with the kvosim shchutim, then be'emes the tnufa michayim, which is only on the kvosim themselves, is eino oitza zike, and then there's a halacha of shchita oitza zike. So Mamela, which we're going back to the Karen Urias question that he asks in the Gemara, that if the halacha is that tnufa oitza zike, what is negea the halacha of shchita oitza zike? We already have the zike from the tnufa. Now, according to the Rambam, this is not shve, the way the Biskirov explains. Because normally, be'emes, there's no zike being chal with the tnufa, because the tnufa is done by the kvasim alone, and there's no zike at all together with the shtei alechem. Only in a case, the Gemara Shaila, is in a case where the Maisa, they were mainif, they lifted up the Kvosim together with the Lechem Michayim, on that there's a loch of Tnufa Isazika, and in this case, this is Gemara Shaila of Boy Bemarova. But Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, the Shchita Isazika, is still Negea in every normal case where the Tnufa Michayim was only on the Kvosim, and he only lifted up the Lechem later on after the Shchita. This is how the Biskirov explains our Gemara, and this will be a Yishuv to the Karen Urias. The Maisa, the burial in his Shurim in Shurim Agreed, said that he spoke to his father, Biskirov, and the Biskirov told him that even though in his Sefer he writes this Chiddush, that according to the Rambam, the Tnufa was only done later on, and the din of our Gemara of Tnufa Yisazika is only Negea, is only relevant in a case where the Koyanim lifted the Lechem together with the Kvosim Mechaim, but in a normal scenario, normal halacha, where the kvasim are lifted by itself, then be'emes tnufa is eino isazika. The Biskirov said this is be'emes not muchach. It could be just like we find that shchita isazika, the shchita of the kvasim causes a connection, a zika to the lechem. So too one can say that even michayim, where we're only lifting up the kvasim, it could be this also is enough to make a zika together with the lechem. Mamela, even if we're going to say like the Shittas Rambam, literally like Lech Mishnah's Medayek and Rambam, that the din of the Tnufa together with the Lechem is only later on the Tnufa's Shchutin, but Al Koponim it could be the din Zika can be Chal already on the Tnufa's Chaim, since that the Tnufa of the Mechaim on the Kvosim are also causing a connection, just like the Shchita causes, so too the Tnufa can also cause a Zika together with the Lechem. But the Biskirov says that still Nugea in a case where the Lechem are b'chlal not in the Azara, and they're not Kodesh yet, we don't have any Lechem, the Lechem were only brought to the Azara only after the Tnufa, then since we're saying that according to the Rambam, the Tnufa Michaim does not have to be done together with the Lechem, what would be if the Lechem are b'chlal not in the Azara, then of course the Tnufa cannot cause any Zika and any connection to the Lechem. And in this case, Be'emes is still Negea, the halacha of Shchita Isazika, which Rabbi Yochanan's Mechadish. So just to summarize of what we discussed over here in the Sugya of Tnufa Isazika, the Gemara of here suggests that the halacha of Zika is already chal by the Tnufa, and the Kenayir asks that if so, it's not relevant, it's totally not Negea, superfluous to tell us the halacha that Shchita Isazika, since there's already a Zika by the Tnufa. So it comes out to what we discussed, that there's four different cases that there could be negea the halacha of shchita isazika. The Karen Urias says, according to Shittas HaTosfos later on, that the tnufa is not ma'akev, will be negea in a case where the Koyanim did not do the tnufa, and they went and did the shchita before the tnufa. This is the din of shchita isazika is needed because the tnufa is not ma'akev. The second case, the Karen Urias says, it could be they did the tnufa, but they didn't do the tnufa together with the lechem, and this din is also not ma'akiv to do it together, but the eved is chal, even if they were mainif, zebif ni'atzmoy, vezebif ni'atzmoy. And Mamela, this is Rabbi Yochanan mechadish to us, that the shchita is oitzazika, even if the tnufa was not oitzazika, since they weren't lifted together. The third ma'alach we said over from the Biskirov, that the shita of the Rambam is, that normally the tnufa michayim is only done on the kvasim themselves, and therefore, be'emes, the normal case, there's no zika with the tnufa, because there's no tnufa being done together with the lechem, and the tnufa is only going to be done together with the lechem by the tnufa's shchutin. Only in a case where the lechem was lifted already with the tnufa michayim, on that the Gemara discusses whether tnufa is a zika, but normally it's not relevant since the tnufa hasn't yet been done together with the lechem, and we need the halacha that the shchita is a zika. And the fourth Malach, we said over from Reberl, from Bishen Nebiskerov, that even according to the Rambam, that the Tnufa Mechaim is done only on the Kvasim, it could be there is a Zika in being Chal, just like the Shchita is Oysa Zika, so too the Tnufa Mechaim is Oysa Zika, even though the Lechem are not lifted together Mechaim. But this is only in the case where the Lechem is in the Azor, Mashainkin, if the Lechem is Bichlal not in the Azor, and they're not yet Kodesh, B'Kedush Asdomim, Yam Yeboldesh Tei Alechem, they're not brought into the Azor yet, then there's no Zika going to be Chal with the Tnufa, and on this case there's a Halacha of Shchita, which is done later, is Oysa Zika. Mamele is a very Seidestige discussion going on over here in the Sugya on the Tnufa Oysa Zika, and we discussed Agavulcha, the very Seidestige Machlekes, Rashi and the Rambam, that there's two Tnufas being done on the Shtei Kivsei Atzeres, and Shitas Rashi is that on both Tnufas, the Tnufa is being done together with the Lechem. Mashein King, the Pashtus of the Rambam is that only the Tnufa Shchutin is done together with the Lechem, since the Tnufa Shchutin is also a Shalmitzibu Diga Tnufa. This is the Tnufa from Pashas Emor. Mashein King, the Tnufa Shchaim, even though there is a Din Tnufa on the Kvosim, but this is not done together with the Lechem, and we discussed whether in this case there's going to be a Locha of Tnufa Isa Zike. Moving further on to the next Gemara, the Gemara asks, on a birchen, and that the klal is a shchita is oisa zike, asks the Gemara, from a breiser, legaba the psulim of a korban toido, any psul which is going to be chal on the lechem, the korban is still going to be kosher. And the Gemara brings down a breiser, that we have three different psulim in the case of the lechem of the lachmi toido. The first case, says the Gemara, is nifras lachmo, then yovi lechem achiv before shchita, and after shchita, it says nifras lachmo, hadam yizorik vabose yeochil. But if they need to yotza, he hasn't been yotza his toido since he doesn't have any kosher lechem. So too in the second case of yotze, there's a psul yotze chan on the lechem. The dam is still yizorik even after shchita, and the bosa yochil. But if they need to yotza, mashenkin in the third case where there's a psul of tuma, since the din is the yave ritzitzitz, memele yave a kosher toido with lechem for the din of ritzitzitz, and memele if they need to yotza. This is the braisa which the Gemara discusses in the Alocha of Lachmi Toido. Now Rashi explains in the first two psulim, in the psul of Nifras, so too the psul of Yoitze, that the Zrikas Hadam, if these psulim are going to be after Shchita, then the Zrika later on should not be done L'Shem Toido, but they should be done Shelo Lishmo L'Shem Shlomim. This Rashi explains in Vamaschel Adam Yizorik, says Rashi L'Shem Shlomim, so too later on by Yoitze also Rashi says, the Zrikas Hadam has to be done L'Shem Shlomim. Mashein came by Tume, since the Meisad is a din of Tzitz, then the Shchita is going to be done, says Rashi, in Devar Maschil Misha Shochto, says Rashi, the Yizorik Hadam L'Shem Toido, V'Haboso Yeyochel B'Toyas Toido, then the Zrika is going to be done L'Shem Toido, and it's going to be a kosher Korban Toido, and his Yitzah is Neder. Now L'Chayra, since there's an Afgamin in the Zrikas, that in a case where it's Nifras Lachmo, or there's a Psul of Yitzah, the Zrikas Hadam is only going to be done L'Shem Shlomim, says Rebbe Kveige in Gilyon HaRambam, in Ilchus Psul HaMikdoshim, Perik Yudbeis Haloch Yudalid, B'Shem Nemari Alfandri, that L'Chayra Yubazed is an Afgemina also, in the Zman, in the time, how much time does he have to eat the Bosa of this Korban? The Halacha is that Toido has a Halacha of Yom V'Laylo. Even though he has a Halacha of a Shlomim, the Gemara is going to say Toido Yikri Shlomim, but the Zman Achila of a Toido is only on a Yom V'Laylo, whereas a regular Shlomim is Nechal L'Shnei Yomim V'Laylo Echod. Says the Mari Elfandri, in a Echetimtze, where the Nifras Lachmo or Yotzo Lachmo, that the Zrikas Adam is being done L'Shem Shlomim, now the Toido has a Kashrus of a Shlomim, and the Bosa which is being eaten also gets the Zman of the Achila Shlomim of Shnei Yomim V'Laylo Echod. And in the case of Tomei, where the Zrikas Adam is being done L'Shem Toido, this is a Korban Toido, then the time of the Achilas HaBoso is only Yom V'Laylo. So there's an Afgemina L'Maisa in the time of eating the Korban, even though we find, let's say, by Moisa Pesach, that turned into Shlomim after Pesach, it's also only Nechal Yom V'Laylo, the Gemara in Zvachim Daftes, even though now it's a Shlomim, which is Nechal Shnei Yom V'Laylo Echod, we go Bosa Tchilosoi, and the Tchilas HaHektish is a Pesach, which is only Yom V'Laylo, But over here, since the Toidos Ikri Shlomim, it has in it inherently a Korban Shlomim also, Mamela, even Mitchilo, it has the efshoris, the possibility of having a Akrover, Betoyas Shlomim, and in the case where the Lechem became possible, and now the Akrover is a Zrikas Adam of Leshem Shlomim, we can have a Zman Achila of Shnei Yomi V'Lailo Echad. This is where Bekiv Eger points out from Mari Elfandri. Now, even though Rashi says clearly in the first two cases, we have to do the Zrikas Adam, Sheloi Lishma, means the Leshem Shlomim, and not Leshem Toido, the Rambam, over there in Psula Mikdoshim, Peik Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Daled, does not mention, like Rashi says, that Yizoyik Adam, Leshem Shlomim, and the Achrinim, the Karinari later on, Idaf Mem Zainam at Beis, the Chazanish in a few places, so too the Mekevis HaMishneh, in Hilchis Chagiga, Peik Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Medayik from the Loshon of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds, even in Echatimtza, in the case of Yotzod Halechem, Yotzu Halechem, or Nifras Lachmo, where the din is, L'chirah, that the Korban is not kosher, Yidei Nidre, L'yotzo, the Rambam still holds that the Zrikas Adam is being done L'shem Toido, and you're not doing the Zrika L'shem Shlomim. And this case, since the Zrika is still being done L'shem Toido, even though you haven't been Yotzo Yechoiva, and the Chuvas Toido you don't have, since you don't have any lechem, but the korban inherently is still a korban toido, and therefore l'chiru is only going to be nechal l'yoyim v'laylo. And they ask on the Maria Elfandri, who says in the Rambam also that it's nechal l'shnei yomi v'laylo echod, like with Medayik in Shittas Rashi, since the Rambam does not say that the zrikas hadam should be done l'shem toido, l'shem shlomim, l'chiru still remains a toido and has a hakrover of yoyim v'laylo. And be'emes yishitim ukubetzes by us in Ois Beis, he says these two pshotim biktoro, whether the zrikas adam is going to be done l'shem shlomim or l'shem toido. He calls this a lishma or a shaloi lishma. And l'chiru, the Rambam who holds that the zrika is still continuing being done l'shem toido. L'chiru, it's only necha l'yoyim v'laylo, not like z'mavur in Shittas Rashi. But says the Mekavis HaMishneh in Psul HaMikdoshim, Peik Rizayin, Halocha Dalet, that l'maisa, it could be the Rambam also agrees to Rashi that the Zrika is only a Zrika of a Shlomim and not of a Toido. The reason why the Rambam doesn't find it necessary to write that Yizori Kadam Sheloi Lishmoi, and you should point out that the Zrika is different in a Yotsu Lachmo and a Nifras Lachmo, Mashenki in a Nitmo, with the Psul of Tumah, then the Zrika has been done a Shem Toido. Says the Mekavis HaMishneh, it could be the Rambam holds that automatically, since the Lechem become possible, Memele automatically any Zrika being done, even if he's not going to have a different Machshova, and he's going to have still a Machshova L'Shem Toido, it is going to be a Hakrova of a Shlomim, because since there's no Lechem, so there's no Hakrova of a Toido without any Lechem, and automatically it's going to change over into the Shlomim, which a Toido is also got the Hektish of a Shlomim, like the Gemara says, that Toido Ikri Shlomim. Memela, the Rambam holds, we do not have to change the Machshova in order to change the Korban from a Toido into a Shlomim. Automatically, by the fact that the Lechem becomes possible by Yotzu and by Nifras, then Memela automatically the Korban changes over into a Shlomim, and even if the Rambam says that Adam Yizorik, it is still Nechal, Shnei Yomi V'Lailo Echod, like the Loshon of Rashi, and like the Shitta of Maria Fandri. Memela, this is the Mekavis HaMishneh learns the Rambam, it will come out also like Rashi, the Machlekes is only where he has to change his Machshova, but in Lomdus, if you want to know what is the Akrova of the Korban, everyone agrees that since there's no Lechem, then Akrova automatically is only Akrova of a Shlomim, and therefore it is Nechal L'Shnei Yomim V'Lailo Echod, Bein Rambam and Bein Shittas Rashi. Now the Gemara, at the end of the Omid, asks from this Breiser, that according to Rabbi Yochanan who holds Ashchita Oisa Zika, why is the Korban Toido Kosher? The Gemara says, Adam Yizorik, we said that even though it doesn't have any Lechem, but the Maisa, the Korban is going to be kosher. Hadam Yizorik asks the Gemara, V'Yishal Kedaitoch, Shchita Yitzah Zika, since the Lechem becomes possible, so there's already a Zika over here, a connection, and since it's Ovad HaLechem, which the Lechem became possible, it should be Ovad HaKorban, the Korban should become possible. Why does the Mishnah, the Braisa say that we could still have a Kashris, and like we said, as a Kashris of a Shlomim, Hadam Yizorik, V'Abosol Yeochil. Answers the Gemara, Toido is different, since a Toido is Ikri Shlomim, and therefore it has in it also a Hektosh of a Shlomim, which doesn't need Bichlan in Lechem, Mashenke Kivse Atzeres, only has this Zika to Bichal together with the Lechem. Asks the Keren Uriah Akasha, that the halacha of a toido is that the korban toido has to be brought together with the lechem. Mameila, l'chayra, this is anyway a problem over here in the Braisa, even without the shit of Rabbi Yochanan, that shchita oisezike. Let's say that shchita einoi oisezike. L'chayra, there's still a question, how can we understand this Braisa, that the din of the halacha, and even if the lechem becomes posel, the toido is still kosher. The halacha is that toido b'loi lechem is posel. Mameila l'chayra, how could the Gemara understand the Braisa, that if shchita einu oisezike, then the korban toido should be kosher, and the whole problem of the Gemara is only on Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that shchita oisezike. L'chayra, even if shchita einu oisezike, but korban toido needs to have lechem, how could we continue on and have a krover of a korban toido without any lechem? What happened to the halacha that a korban toido needs to have lechem? Says the Kain Ruhi, l'chayra, it's muchach in our Gemara, that even though we find it on in Pirkei Toido many times, that a korban toido has to have lechem, but this is only lechatchila, but the eved, a korban toido, can have a kashrus, even without lechem. And the Mela says the Gemara, if shchita does not make hezika, then we do not have any problem understanding that the shchita of the korban should be kosher later on, that a krova of a korban should be kosher even without any lechem. Only because of Rabbi Yochanan we have a kasher that the shchita is a zika should become a psul because of this din zika. But without the din zika, toido does not need lechem, but the eved only lechatchila. The Sfasemes later on in Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis, he's done in his shaila, he's marich to go and explain to bring rais. If the din of toido b'loi lechem is posel or kosher b'di'eved, and he says we do find the hakrovus of toido without lechem, we find batmura, we find bachalipin. Later on in Ein Testament base, there is an idea, a musig of having a korban toido without any lechem, but we have to know in a regular korban toido, if it doesn't have any lechem, is it going to be kosher or not? And the Shittim Mekubetzes later on also in Mem Zayin Amud Beis, so his test discusses this shaila: what is the halacha of a toido without lechem? Al Kaponim says a Kainoi L'chir from Al Gemara L'chir is Muchach that a toido without any lechem is kosher b'di'eved, and therefore if not for the psul of Zika, we have no problem understanding the akrova of this korban toido continuing on to have a akrova even though it doesn't have any lechem. Besides the Biskirov L'chir, what we explained earlier from Rashi, that the akrova later on which is continuing to be done is a akrova b'toyes shlomim, a akrova of sheloi lishmoi, then says the Biskirov L'olam one can say that a toido b'loi lechem is possible. If there's a krova of a korban toido and it doesn't have any lechem, then it's going to be possible. The reason why the Gemara over here only asks because of the psul of zika is because since Rashi explains that dom yizorik means the zrikas hadam is going to be done shaloi lishmo, it's not going to be done l'shem toido, but it's going to have a zrika l'shem shlomim, and shlomim does not need to have lechem. Only a korban toido has lechem, a korban shlomim doesn't have any lechem. Memeila, the Gemara understands already, even in the kasha of the Gemara, that a toido has in it a kedushas shlomim, that it can have a krova without any lechem. The Gemara knows that enchanami mitzad the kedusha of toido, toido needs to have lechem, and beemes a korban toido shehikri without any lechem is posel. And if the lechem, if you did it, the shame toido is going to be possible. But over here, Rashi explains that Adom Yizorik is shiloi lishmo. We're going to have a hakrova of l'shem shlomim. And this the Gemara doesn't have any problem with, that the krova of a toido should have a krova of shiloi lishmo without any lechem. The Gemara's kasha is that since Rabbi Yochanan tells us that shchita is a zika, the din of zika is a psul that if overad one of them, the other one becomes possible, then how can we change over the akrova and make a akrova of a toido shaloi lishmo l'shem shlomim? Enechanami shlomim doesn't have to have any lechem, but the psul of zika has already michal over here, and therefore there's no efshorus, there's no possibility to change over the akrova and to give him a new akrova of a shlomim, since he already has a zika connection to the lechem. This is the Gemara's kasha, that even a shaloi lishmo should also be a problem, and we should not be able to have a akrova of a shlomim, since there's already shchita is a zika. And on that, the Gemara's mechadish eteretz, that since the toidot ikri shlomim, therefore in the akrova of a shlomim, he never had any zika, and he always had the possibility, even mitchilo, to have a krova without any lechem, and therefore he doesn't have a zika in the akrova of a shaloi lishmo. But the whole discussion of the Gemara is all benegea akrova of shaloi lishmo. But in Akrova v'toido, if we'll continue on the Shein toido, then be'emes it could be the aloche that toido da'an yilechem is possible. Over here, the Gemara is discussing the Akrova of Shaloi Lishmo. And the Gemara holds that Shaloi Lishmo is kosher, because the Shaloi Lishmo, a Shlomim, doesn't have to have any lechem. But since the Gemara says a b'yichin on shchita is a zike, zike causes a psul, even in the Shaloi Lishmo, and this is the Gemara's kasha, l'lechir, al the aloha of zike, there should be a psul of Shaloi Lishmo, and the Gemara answers only toido is different than kivsei atzeres. And we'll discuss this in Mitzashem later on also, in Memzayin Amid Beis, later on in Bekvegas, also Mavur Ladabiskirov, and we'll see in Toysfus later on in Memzayin Amid Beis, that the Aloha in our Sugya is coming to tell us that the Psul of Zika is even by a Shaloi Lishmo, and therefore if you shech the Kivsei Atzeres, Shaloi Lishmon, we'll also have the Psul of Zika, which is the Chir Shver from the Gemara later on in Memzayin Amid Beis, like Mitzashem will discuss over there. Moving further on in the Gemara, the Gemara says, Omer Biyemi at the bottom of the Omer, Im Timtza Loima Tnufa Oise Zike. If we hold that Tnufa does make a Zike, then Ovad Alechem, Ovdu Kvosim, and so to Ovdu Kvosim, Ovad Alechem. But if we say that Tnufa Eino Oise Zike, then this says the Gemara, we can clear a Shaila, will be the case where a Tnufa was already done, but later on, Ovad Alechem, the Lechem disappeared, and now we'll have to bring a different Lechem. Do we have to go and do a new Maize Tnufa to this Lechem? Says the Gemara that in the case of Ovdu Kvasim, it's not a Shaila at all, because of course we have to do a new Tnufa on the Kvasim. Rashi explains the Kvasim are Matirin, and the Iker Loshen of the Pasuk, Vehinif HaKoyen Oisom, is referring to the Kvasim. So the Kvasim, if you bring new Kvasim, then we definitely have to do a new Maisa Tnufa. Toysfus in the Vamaskel Ovdu is Mashma, that he learns that the Sugya of the Gemara says that by Kvasim we have to do a new Tnufa, means together with the Lechem also, not just on the Kvasim, Rashi's Mashman, just on the Kvasim, and the Sfasemes discusses this difference between Rashi and Toysfus. Al Kaponim, this is in a case where the Ovdu Kvasim, where the Kvasim disappeared, and everyone agrees, we're gonna have to do a new Tnufa, either by the Kvasim or together with the Lechem. Says the Gemara, the Shaila is gonna be in a case where it was Ovad Alechem, and it's according to Reb Akiva, who holds Alechem Iker. Do we say that since Lechem Iker we need to do a new Tnufa? Or do we say since the Kvasim are still here, and the Kvasim already had a Tnufa, and they are the materium of the Lechem, Mamela, we don't have to do a new Tnufa on the Lechem, even though we're bringing new Lechem? This is the Shaila of Ebimia, and the Gemara obliged by Teiku. Now the Kainoi over here discusses the point which we mentioned earlier at the beginning of the Amid, Mevav Amid Aleph, that Lechoyah one can ask a question on Ebimia, and on whole Gemara over here discusses that the whole Shaila of Ebiyumia is only Negea, is only relevant if we hold Tnufa Eino Oysa Zika. But if we hold Tnufa Oysa Zika, says the Gemara, the Shaila is not Negea because of Dukvasim, of Adalechem. Mamela, there's a Psul of Zika gonna be Chal if one of them gets lost. Asks the Kainuria, we discussed earlier the Halach of Tnufa that they can be done by the Eved separately, the Kvasim, its own Tnufa, and separately to do a Tnufa, we can lift up the Lechem, this is also kosher by the Eved. And the Kainuria of Mitzadeid, he said that Mistaba to say, that in a case where the Lechem were lifted separately, not together with the Kvasim, then Be'emes has no Psul of Zika. Zika is only if they're done together, the Tnufa was done together with the Lechem and the Kvasim. Mamela asks the Kainuria Lechiria, we can have a Shaila over here, even according to the Madoma Tnufa Oise Zika, can still be negeah the Shaila of the Gemara. In a case where the separate, the Tnufas were not done together, Mamela, even if we hold normally Oise Zika, here the Zika wasn't Chal, and later on was Ovad Alechem, do we have to go and do and make a new Maite Tnufa on the new Lechem which we're going to be bringing? Or do we say that since the Kvasim were using the same ones and the Kvasim had a Tnufa, Mamela, we can still rely on all Tnufa since the Kvasim are Matirim as Alechem, like the Suffolk of the Gemara. Says the Kainuria Lechir from this, that the Gemara over here only asks the Shaila of Ebiyumi, and the Gemara explains this is only Negea if we hold Tnufa Eina Oysa Zika, is Lechir Raya, that according to the Mad Oma, Tnufa Oysa Zika, this is a blanket klal in every single case where however the Tnufas are gonna be done, even if the Tnufas were done separately, is also Zika gonna be Chal. Now, Lechir, the same Diok says the Kainuria is on the Rambam doesn't at all bring down the Shaila of Ebiyumi. The reason, Pashtus, the reason is, since the Rambam in Perkhes, Midim and Musafim, Aloche Tesvav, Paskins, La Aloche, that Tnufa, Oysa Zika, Mamela, the Shaila is non-Igea. Now, l'chiria, like we asked, if we say that the tenufa is being done separately does not cause a zika, l'chiria, the shali is still negia, even according to us, la'alocha. So from the fact the Rambam doesn't bring it down, is mavu also that the Rambam takes the Gemara kipshutoi, that the whole shaila is only negeya if we hold einer oise zika, because if it's oise zika, this is going to be even in a case where the tenufas were done separately. Says the Karin Uriya that we can be madcha the raya. A very sadistic in a kuda, and it says the Karin Uriya could be that by emes, if the tenufas were done separately, then there's no zika going to be chal. But the reason why the Gemara doesn't say that the shaila of Rabbi Yirmiyah is negeya in this case is because since the tenufos were done separately, there's no way we're going to allow the koyanim, when they bring the new lechem, to rely on the old tenufa of the kvasim. Since the lechem itself originally had its own tenufa and now it got lost, memela, we're going to have a new tenufa on the lechem. The whole shaila of the Gemara holds that there's a reason why we can rely on the tenufa because the kvasim are still here from the old tenufa. It's only in a case where the tenufas were done together. Now explains the Minchas Avraham, the svara of the Karin Uriya, that b'emes what the Karin Uriya means to tell us over here is that mimon of shoch, in our case, we have a chakira to understand the yisoid ha-tenufa if they're going to be done separately. We said that lechatchila we have to be main of them both together. We have to lift up the kvasim together with the shtei alechem. But b'dieved, it's chal even if you do two separate tenufas, the tenufa of the kvasim and the tenufa of the lechem. Now the Karin Uriya is explaining now that we can have a chakira, we can clear a shaila, what is the gedder of the tenufa when the tenufa is of be'emes being done separately? Do we say that this is a chidush, that b'dieved we can still do the same tenufa which is being done together with the kvasim? It can be done with two separate maisa tenufas. It can be done with two separate maisas. You can lift up this one and lift up that one. But at the end of the day, the chalois tenufa which is being chal is the same chalois tenufa. It is one chalois which is being chal, like Yemenif, the kivse atzeres, and also the shtei alechem. Just the chidush is that b'dieved we can be yotze even with two separate maisas, with two separate pa'ulas. Or do we say no? That lechatchila there's a din, we have to do everything together. Then it's chale chalois tenufa of everything together. But in a case where you did it separately, then be'emes is two different chaloisen. There's a chalois tenufa on the kvasim, and a separate chalois tenufa, which is chal, on the shtei alechem. Says the Karin Uriya that the nafkamin in the two tzadim are, is there going to be a chalois zika? If we say that the chalois is be'emes the same chalois, like it's been lifted together, memela, even if you lift them separately, it's also going to cause this zika, because lemais, at the end of the day, the chalois which is being chal, is one chalois of zika. Mashainkin, if we say that the separate, in the case where they lifted separately, then it's got its own chalois, each one has its own maisa tenufa and its own chalois tenufa, then memela there's no zika, because the zika, the tenufa on the kvasim, is not bichlal shayich to the tenufa on the lechem. Memela is eino isa zika. But since we're explaining now that the reason why it's eino isa zika is because they're two separate tenufas, memela is posher to the Gemara that if later on the lechem get lost, then we have to do a new tenufa on the lechem. Because we cannot say that since the kvasim are here and the kvasim already had the tenufa, memela we can rely on the old tenufa. Because the old tenufa of the kvasim had no shaykhs to the lechem, since the lechem were lifted separately. Memela we have to do a new maisa tenufa on the lechem to go and go and take place of the old tenufa which was done on the first lechem. Memela mimon of shach, says the Karin Uriya, the Gemara doesn't ask the shaila according to the man the Omer, tenufa is a zika. Either because the pshat is, when you do a tenufa separately, then it's oise zika, because it's one chalois, and therefore if it's oise zika, it's a psul, and therefore it's not negea. And even if we're going to say that it's ein oise zika, then the pshat will be that it's two separate chaloisen, then of course if it's going to be ovad alechem, we're going to have to do a new tenufa on the coming, on the new lechem, since this is be'emes now, a new chalois tenufa which is missing, and we cannot rely on the tenufa which was done on the kvasim, even though they're matayas alechem, since they have no sheiches to the tenufa of the lechem, there were two separate tenufas done originally, and now we have to go and do a new tenufa on the new lechem, b'mokoim, to go and take place of the original lechem. This is how the Minchas Avraham explains the Gishmak HaShayil over here of the Karin Uriya. It's how to understand the din tenufa if in a case where it's being done separately and not lechatchila being done together with the Kivsei HaTeres and the Shtei HaLechem together. moving further on into the next sugya of Shtei Alechem, a boys bifnei atzmon. The Gemara brings down a braise that says that Shtei Alechem, a boys bifnei atzmon, which is going according to Shittas Rebbe Akiva, that we can have Shtei Alechem by themselves. Then Yunfu, v'tu'uva tzuroso on v'yetzu lebeis hasreifer. We do a maise tzunufa, and later on we're going to wait till they become possible, belina, and then we can go and burn the Shtei Alechem, a boys bifnei atzmon, since they don't have any heter through the kvasim. And the Gemara brings down a machlokes between Rabbi and Rav Yosef, if lechatchila the havor and the akrova of the Shtei Alechem is laachila, or do we say that it's be'emes l'sreifer and we have a different reason why it's not seyif la'alter? Now that's mefurish in the Braise, that the Shtei Alechem, a boys bifnei atzmon, need to have a tenufa. This is mefurish that lemaisa the tenufa has been done on the Shtei Alechem, a boys bifnei atzmon, by themselves, it's not going to be together with the kvasim. There's a maisa tenufa being done on each Shtei Alechem. Now, the maisa comes out in each Shtei Alechem, since there's no kvasim, then the only hakrova which they have, the only din which we're doing with the Shtei Alechem in the hakrova in the Bis HaMikdosh, is only this maisa tenufa. There's no shchita and there's no zrika going to be done on them to be matir. The only thing we have is the maisa tenufa. Says the Karen Eir, the Chayu have to understand the Kedusha of the Shtei Alechem. We know the Gemara later on is going to explain by Riches in Mem Zayin Amid Aleph that the Shtei Alechem were bought from the mois, from the money, from the Trumas Halishka, and there's money in the Trumas Halishka which now gives the Kedushas Domim. The Shtei Alechem are Kodosh be Kedushas Domim. The Kedushas Haguf, which is Chal on the Shtei Alechem, this is depends on the Machlokes later on, Rebbe and the Blood of Reb Shimon. If the Kedushas HaGuf is Chal already with the Shechita, or only with the Zrika, Shnei Devam HaMatirim, the Zrika is going to, what's going to be Mekadish, the Kedushas HaGuf. Now over here, the Shtei Alechem, our boys, Bifnei Atzmon, which don't have any Kvosim, L'Chaya, how are they going to become Kodosh, B'Kedushas HaGuf? And it's Chaya says, it's very shver to say, that Be'emes, they stay with the Kedushas Domim, and the Hakrova, and the whole Din Tnufa, which is the Korban of Shtei Alechem, is gonna be only a Kedushas Domim, and befrat, if they're gonna be eaten, lemeikadin, like one of the Mandomim holds it, it's even la'achila, if it's la'achila, l'chayya zicha has to have a shin korban of Shtei Alechem, and l'chayya for this, we need to have a Kedushas Haguf, we don't have any korbonos and akrovos in the Beis HaMikdosh, which are only Kedushas Domim. L'chayya asks the Kain Uriah, how is the Kedushas Haguf gonna be chal on the Shtei Alechem if we don't have any kvosim? Says the Kain Uriah, l'chayya is muchach, that according to this Gemara, the Mandoma, who holds that the Shtei Alechem, a boys, Bifnei Atzmon, there could be a krover, according to Rebbe Akiva, of a Shtei Alechem by himself, it has to be that this is working with the Klal later on in the Gemara, that Tanu Mekadesh, Tosis quotes this earlier in Omid Aleph Bariches, that there's a Mandoma who holds that the Tanu Rebbe's Amikdosh was from Matris, and there was a Klishoris, and the Tanur itself, the baking of the Shtei Alechem, also was Meichal, a Chalois of Kedushas HaGuf, through the din of Klishoris, which is always Mekadesh, Kedushas HaGuf. And Memeila over here, if you want to know, when is the Shtei Alechem become Kodosh, this is already before the Shechita and the Zrika, because the Tanur already was Mekadesh, the Shtei Alechem, be Kedushas HaGuf. Memeila, later on, we could just do a Tenufa, and this alone is enough for the Akrova on this Korban of Shtei Alechem, which has a Shem Korban of Kedushas HaGuf, already with the Tanu Mekadesh. Ve'enuch Hanami, according to the Mandoma, that the Tanu in the Beis HaMikdosh was a Tanu Shel Choyl, and was not Mekadesh the Lechem, and we need to wait till the Shechita and the Zrika of the Kvasim, then Memeila, there's no way we can have a Akrova of Shtei Alechem, a boys Mifni Atzmon. This is the Yisoid of the Karen Uyur. Our Gemara only works with the Mandoma Tanu Mekadesh. But the Biskirov over here, so to the Chazanish in Kodshim Simlamet Beis, they say that L'chayr, it's not Muchach, that the Gemara over here holds Tanu Mekadesh. And one can say a Svara, that even according to the Mandoma Tanu Einu Mekadesh, the Tanu is Choyl, and normally we need the Kedushas HaGuf of the Kvosim, but one can say that over here, since there's no other Akrova being done on the Kvosim, through the Lechem, since the Kvosim are not here, the only Hakrova being done on the Lechem is only with the Maisa Tnufa, like we said in the Breisa, Hunfu. Memela, this Tnufa itself is what's gonna be Mecha Lechalois of Kedushas HaGuf. The Avoida of the Tnufa being done in the Lechem is Gufa, what's changing over the Lechem from being a Kedushas Domim and changing it into a Korban of Kedushas HaGuf. And Bebasachas, simultaneously it is going to be giving the Shem Korban and also going to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs Tenufa on the Shtei Alechem, and it's going to even go L'Achila or go L'Sreifa. This is all going to be Chal with the Maisa Tenufa, because the Avodah of the Tenufa being done on the Shtei Alechem is Gufa what's going to give its Din, the Kedushas HaGuf, even though we normally don't find such idea. We need to have something else to give a Kedushas HaGuf, either a Klishoris or a Shchitas HaKvosim. But over here, there's no other Eitzah, there's no other option. Memela, the Tenufa itself, since we're doing a Maisa Avodah, is Avodosom, like we find the idea of Avodosom in Chanchosom. So too, we have Avodosom in Kadshosom. The Avodah over here of the Shtei Alechem of the Tenufa can be Mekadish, the Shtei Alechem, with the Kedushas HaGuf, even if we hold that Tan was not Mekadish, and Memela, the Tenufa has got Kerech to be Mekadish the Lechem. Even though Tosfos Nomad Aleph says that this is a Svarah, Tosfos didn't like the Svarah to go and say that the Tenufa should go and help any to the Kedusha of the Korban, but that is only in the case where it's coming with the Kvasim. So then Tosfos holds that the Kedusha is being chal through the Kvasim. But in the case where we're bringing the Lechem by themselves, then Be'emes the Tenufa is what gives the Lechem a Kedusha's Haguf. And with the same Tenufa, it becomes Huta La'achila Kunu Amad Oma La'achila Boys, or it's going to go out L'Sreifa, since it doesn't have any Akrova. This is the Chiriya, the Machlekes in Yeh and Achrinim, if our Gemara has to be going Le'mad Oma Tanu Mekadish, or even if Tanu Einu Mekadish. Rabbeinu Gershon just points out over here, the side of the Gemara, that over here we do not have any Zrika of the Kvosim, Memela the Heter Chodosh, the Din of the Shtei Alechem, that it's Matei Chodosh, this Din is going to be Chalaredi with the Tenufa of the Kvosim, of the Shtei Alechem. The Tenufa itself is what's going to be Matei Chodosh. An interesting point, which Rabbeinu Gershon points out, that here you can have a case where the Tenufa is what's going to be Matei Chodosh, and not the Zrika of the Kvosim, in the case where the Shtei Alechem is Bois Bifni Atzmon. This is the end of the Shir of Daf Memvov in part 1, and in part 2 we discuss further the Sugya over here on Memvov and Medbeis, and the Sugya of Shtei Alechem, Abois Bifni Atzmon, and a few more Nekudas of the Sugya Chamura over here of Zika between the Kvosim and the Lechem.
You have been listening to a Shir from ShasIlluminated.org. For other Shiurim on any Daf and Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each Shir, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.